Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, Dina Stewart at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. I'll be out there actually today. They're having a shred day between 11 and 2 o'clock at their Brookdale Drive location in Springfield at PVCU. Hope to see you there. Now, time for dirt. What do you got, Dina?
All right. Well, it seems like Jordan Woods and Khloe Kardashian have the same taste in men. Jordan, you know, fell from grace with the Kardashians after she hooked up with Khloe's ex, Tristan Thompson. And recently, she was spotted hanging with James Harden in Houston. That's another one of Khloe's exes. What is up with that? So according to TMZ, Jordan told people, no, Khloe's fine with this. But sources are saying Khloe had no idea about the relationship. And at this point, nobody really knows the extent of their friendship. But from what it looked like they were doing at the club the other night, they are probably more than just friends.
Do friends do that?
I don't know.
DinaStewart.com.
Well, according to TMZ, AIG, Bill Cosby's insurance company, settled with former model Janice Dickinson her defamation lawsuit against Bill Cosby. But Bill was not happy with that because he thinks, first of all, it undermines his innocence, and he feels like AIG is robbing him of the opportunity to clear his name. You might recall that Janice claimed lawyers for Bill slandered her when they said her claims of assault against Bill were false. And she also says that Bill is the one who made the lawyers do it. Now, AIG settled for an undisclosed amount that her lawyer says fully and fairly compensates Janice for the defamation.
DinaStewart.com.
Orange is the New Black star, Taryn Manning. She concerned fans with an Instagram post about why she missed out on the final season premiere of the show in New York City. Now, after reading her post, which included her saying she tried to tell everyone about her situation, but no one cared, fans were worried that she might be suicidal. But Taryn has clarified, saying no, she is the victim of cyberbullying. And then she called out some of those who were closest to her, saying, oh, this is for my team of agents, managers, and lawyers who didn't do anything to help me. She said she forgives them, but she also noted one of them's got a restraining order against them. And she says, to be clear, I am not suicidal. You wish I was. You crushed me, and I'm making a point of how no one cares when you're down. So we're sad to hear that she doesn't feel like she has people she can trust.
That's a weird, sad story.
It really is. And hopefully now that there's some attention to it, things will get fixed for her.
DinaStewart.com.
And it's been 10 years. 10 years since Jesse Eisenberg, Emma Stone, Woody Harrelson, and Abigail Breslin took on the undead in Zombieland.
Oh, don't tell me there's another one coming out. I love this movie.
Part 2,
yes!
Zombieland Double Tap.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It's coming out October 18th, and I don't know, I watched the trailer. Something to be said for a film that's got a game of Twister, Woody Harrelson as Elvis Presley.
Oh my gosh, it's...
Yeah, and Jesse Eisenberg sitting on Santa's lap. I mean, right there, all that in that trailer is all I need for this film.
I think it's my favorite Woody Harrelson film. It's just so out there and just hilarious.
It really is.
Great. Good weekend movie for you if you haven't seen it, Zombieland.
Yeah. You got to catch up before October when the sequel comes out. And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840, or 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Time for the Dirt, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. It's their shred day today. You're going to be out there helping shred stuff for free between 11 and 2 o'clock on Brookdale Drive at their location there in Springfield. Again, that happens between 11 and 2 today. So what's up in dirt, Dina?
All right, Taylor Swift's got another one of these coming her way, but does she really need it when she's got 25? Okay, it's not cats, and it's not cars. It's not houses either. It's another Teen Choice Award, so she is for sure getting one, even though you're like, well, how do you know she's going to win already? It's because she's getting the inaugural Icon Award at the 2019 Teen Choice Awards. They're saying because she sold more than 50 million albums, because she tops music charts, because she's one of the biggest social influencers, and because she uses her voice and platform to inspire and create positive change. So this will now be her 26th Teen Choice Award, which actually sets the record for any solo artist.
I heard on the awards, all of them come out with Taylor Swift's name on them, and then by chance, if she doesn't win, they erase them put somebody else's name on there.
Yeah, so I guess that doesn't happen often then, huh?
Yeah.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, it looks like Lily Reinhart and Cole Sprouse don't want people to think they're broken up. I'm not sure. There was this whole issue at Comic-Con where people were saying, oh, wow, they're broken up. Now, they co-star together on Riverdale. They're a couple on screen. And there's this new issue of W Magazine where they have a photo shoot with the two of them and interviews with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And the interviewer said that the two of them were doing their interviews separately because they were going to be breaking up. Now, Lily has responded to that saying, breaking, a reliable source has confirmed that none of you know squat. So she says the only reason that she wanted to do the interview separately was because we want our own separate identities. They don't want to be always, you know, put out there as a couple on the show. They want their own separate identities.
I can understand that.
To be able to, you know, further their own careers. So, but is that saying, yeah, we're not broken up, or is that saying something else? Because she really has not responded to the direct question, and neither has Cole Sprouse.
I'm just going to wait this one out.
I think we're going to have to.
I'm just going
to
wait it out. I'm not going
to,
you know, speculate.
DinaStirt.com.
Teen Mom OG star Amber Portwood went to court yesterday for her domestic battery case. And she brought MTV along with her. Her fellow cast members came to support her, too. Caitlin, Macy, Cheyenne, MTV cameras were rolling the whole time. So I guess we'll expect to see this drama play out on the small screen. Not sure if the judge is going to use that in the decision-making process, like how they feel about her bringing all these cameras into the courtroom.
Yeah, and if it's legal, because I know cameras aren't allowed in there all the time.
I'm sure they had to go through the proper channels to make that happen.
Otherwise, it's a bad bailiff.
True. In the meantime, her no-contact order was lifted so she can have supervised visits with her one-year-old son.
DinaStirt.com.
And Ghost Adventure star Zach Bagans bought up a home that I don't think any one of us would ever consider. The home was once owned by the LaBianca family, who was brutally murdered by the Manson family back in 69.
Oh, geez.
Just the day after the murder of Sharon Tate. And it just seems like, you know, he doesn't know what to do with the house, but he just wanted it so badly because it's got this dark history and there's all these rumors of paranormal activity. He said he just couldn't help but be drawn to it. It was almost $2 million for that house right around the 50th anniversary of the murders.
I don't know if I would live in it or not, because that's like bringing work home with you.
That is true.
You know, you don't want to deal with ghosts off the clock.
True.
It's your own house.
It also keeps away the house guests. Because I sure wouldn't be going over for a visit.
That is true. The people you don't like.
And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. And today is their shred day. You want to shred some stuff for free? Come see us between 11 and 2 o'clock. I'll be out there at their Brookdale Drive location in Springfield at PVCU. So what's up in Dirt, Dina?
All right, Stormy Webster. She's only a year and a half old, but it's never too late. Or never too soon to start your own empire. Proud mama Kylie Jenner shared a photo of a baby hoodie. Cute little hoodie. Had some clouds on it. Little storm cloud raining on the front. And she wrote, who's ready for Stormy merch?
Oh,
really?
Really?
I mean, most of us celebrate our babies first steps, first tooth, but not this family. They're celebrating baby's first $1 million.
Her new fragrance.
Yeah.
New baby scent.
Never too young to start your own empire, I guess.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, it was a big day for Selma Blair. Yesterday, she debuted her newly shaven head on Instagram after being hospitalized for treatment for multiple sclerosis. And she said that she's going to be immunocompromised for the next 3 months, at least. So no kisses, unfortunately. And she also had to miss her son Arthur's 8th birthday yesterday because of her hospital stay. But she did post a sweet tribute to him on Instagram. And in the meantime, Selma's friends have been very supportive, including her Cruel Intentions co-star Sarah Michelle Gellar. In a new interview with People, Selma said Sarah Michelle organized a food train with some of her famous friends, saying, I get weekend meal packs like I've never feasted on before, from Reese Witherspoon, Constance Zimmer, and so many people I don't even know. Through Sarah, her friends are just doing this to feed me and Arthur. I think that's great.
What an inspiration celebrities are too, when they come out like that and post public photos. And
I think it's
great.
I think it helps people who are going through similar situations just to know that it's not just them.
And I hope she gets better.
Yes. DinaStirt.com. Jennifer Lopez turned 50 this week. weekend.
Oh my gosh, when am I going to stop hearing about her 50th birthday?
Like, I know.
After she turned 49, I heard 50 stories for a year.
I know. Since,
what's going
since
on?
The beginning of the year, it's been all the talk. And so, of course, you knew she would celebrate in an epic way.
Uh-huh.
She was the guest of honor at Gloria and Emilio Estefan's mansion in Miami. And a lot of celebrities there were on hand to party with her, including her fiance, A-Rod, DJ Khaled, Ashanti, a lot of big names. And when you're celebrating this big, you go big. Huge caviar bar, a 10-tier cake, fireworks show over the water, and Jen wore a Versace dress. You know, it's kind of her go-to designer, it seems. And he gave her, infamous 2000 Grammys dress a run for the money. Let's just say that this dress was, wow, amazing. She was channeling Princess Leia as Jabba's prisoner. Remember that dress?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were totally getting those vibes.
I don't think I'm going to get fireworks when I'm 50, do you?
I don't think so either.
The river? I mean, maybe Pat's tickets or something, but
you'd be lucky if someone remembers your birthday at this point.
DanaStirk.com.
And this is us getting a new set of stars. This is according to Hello Giggles. The show creator Dan Fogelman took to Twitter to share a photo of a new big three. Those are the triplets.
Okay.
The preschool versions of Kevin, Kate, and Randall Pearson. So far, we've seen the three characters as adults, teens, tweens, and infants. But now we'll get to see them at the beginning of their school days, probably their cutest phase. This is Us season 4 premieres September 24th, and it will run through season 6, which Dan has hinted will be the last season, which is a good thing since they're running out of different versions of the kids, and it's getting really crowded on that set.
Hmm.
There's a lot of versions of them.
Too many people
around
on set, yeah. Walking accidentally in the background, is that what you're saying?
Well, someone says Kate, and like six people turn, yes?
Which year?
Yeah, which year? And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840. Along with the podcast at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.